Charles spent the next hour reading Alice Worth's court dossier, compiled when she joined MDI. It was standard practice for all employees of any business that worked for the court. Most such files went untouched except for periodic updates, unless that person came to the attention of the court. Alice's file was extensive and contained the information Dunlap had described, but in greater detail. There were copies of newspaper articles about the wealthy Worth family dating from Alice's childhood, an announcement on the occasion of her high school graduation, and a few pieces about the family at significant Chicago-area social events. Alice's life had certainly been one of privilege. And then came the boating accident. A yacht full of drunken revelers collided with the Worth's boat and killed both Henry and Laura Worth. Alice, then in her last year of college, was miraculously not seriously injured, suffering only a broken arm and minor burns. As Dunlap had said, Alice's fall from grace began only weeks after her parents' funeral. There were stories about alcohol and drug-fueled parties, DUIs, and out-of-control behavior in public. Over the course of 2 years, Alice went from promising pre-med student to strung-out drug addict. And then she disappeared for a month, only to come back as a changed woman. Soon after her return, she'd sold her parents' home, divested all of her remaining assets, and moved halfway across the country, severing all ties to her former life. She'd bought a modest house, invested her remaining savings, and gotten a job with MDI, where she'd been working for the past 6 months, training to become a licensed mage private investigator. The more he read, the more Charles was convinced there was more to the story. That month-long vanishing act and sudden behavior change troubled him. Was it possible she had truly hit rock bottom, as Dunlap said, and had a moment of clarity that caused her to change her ways? It was certainly plausible, but Charles's instincts told him he needed to know more. He told himself it was because no one who worked for the court should have any secrets that might make them vulnerable to extortion. But he found himself staring at the photo of Alice on her back porch. Strangely, it was the photo of her gazing at the sky like a woman enjoying freedom for the first time that convinced him Alice's story was more complex than what was contained in her dossier. "I want a full background check," he told Brian after he'd finished reading the file. "Assign our best researcher."
"Is the file incomplete?"
Brian asked as he texted. "It is insufficient. In particular, I wish to know more about this missing month." Brian sent a second text. A reply came almost immediately.
"The background check is underway,"
he reported, reading from the screen.
"We'll be notified when it's complete, or if any information is uncovered that the researcher deems urgent."
His phone buzzed again.
"Their vehicle is 10 minutes out."
"Thank you." Charles collected the photos of the rogue and tucked them into the folder. At just after midnight, someone knocked on the conference room door. Charles turned off the wall-mounted screen, hiding Alice Worth's dossier from view. He gave Brian a nod.